Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for April 5th, 2011. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm speaking with Sophie Ugolini and Eric Vivier about new research on self-tolerance in the immune system. Tolerance is the term used to describe the suppression of immune cell activity against healthy cells, and it relies on receptors on the surface of immune cells being able to recognize and differentiate self versus non-self. Tolerance is important because the primary job of the immune system is to identify and destroy foreign invaders and cells that have become infected with pathogens such as viruses and bacteria. Autoreactivity, or the absence of self-tolerance, occurs when cells of the immune system attack healthy cells, and it causes autoimmune diseases such as lupus, psoriasis, and type 1 diabetes. One type of innate immune cell that has to develop tolerance is the natural killer, or NK cell. NK cells are a type of lymphocyte that react to tumor cells and virus-infected cells by releasing proteins that kill the target cell. Tolerance is important to prevent autoreactivity, to keep NK cells from destroying healthy cells. It's known that proteins of the major histocompatibility complex, or MHC, and the receptors that recognize these proteins are involved in tolerance, but many of the mechanistic details of tolerance are still unclear. In a paper published in this week's issue of Science Signaling, a group led by Sophie Ugolini and Eric Vivier demonstrate that receptors that activate NK cells are restricted to specific domains of the plasma membrane, and that this is important for NK cell tolerance. Sophie Ugolini and Eric Vivier spoke to me from their labs in Marseille. Welcome, Dr. Ugolini. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for giving me the possibility to answer this question.
Dr. Vivier?
Hello, Annalisa.
Tolerance is clearly important for keeping immune cells from attacking healthy cells. What's known about how cells acquire tolerance, or how they learn tolerance?
The mechanisms involved in the tolerance of cells of the adaptive immune system have been extensively studied. However, for the innate immune system, things are less clear. So in this study, we have been interested by a subset of lymphocytes which belong to the innate immune system and which are called natural killer cells, or NK cells. They need to be tightly regulated to avoid immunopathology. And indeed, there are several levels of regulation. The first level involves the expression of receptors at the NK cell surface. We know that NK cells express several types of receptors at their surface. Some of them are activating receptors, which sense the presence of abnormal cells, and others are inhibitory receptors. These inhibitory receptors recognize self-molecules expressed on normal cells of the organism. The engagement of this inhibitory receptor by self-molecule dampens NK cell effector functions and allows self-tolerance. So this is the first level of regulation. This mode of recognition of normal self-molecules by inhibitory receptors allows NK cells to recognize the absence of self, which can occur in pathological conditions. So, for example, a prototypical example of this mode of recognition is the detection of self-major histocompatibility complex, class 1, which is recognized by inhibitory receptors. So these MHC class 1 molecules are also involved in the antigen presentation to T cells, and in condition of viral infection or tumor transformation, MHC class 1 expression can be down-modulated. So in this case, cells are no more eliminated by CD8 T cells, but can become the target of NK cells. So in summary, the inhibitory receptors at the NK cell surface are involved both in self-tolerance and also in immune surveillance via their capacity to detect the absence of self.
Tolerance is quite well understood in T cells and B cells, which are part of the adaptive immune system. NK cells are part of the innate immune system. How does NK cell tolerance differ from T and B cell tolerance?
Well, what is known in T cells and B cells is that T there is a major mechanism of tolerance which is called central tolerance. This central tolerance is actually happening in organs where T cells and B cells developed, namely thymus for T cells and bone marrow for B cells. And it turns out that T or B lymphocytes that express T cell receptor or B cell receptor that can confer to them some autoreactivity are deleted within the thymus or the bone marrow. So through this process of central tolerance, T cells or B cells that could be autoreactive are actually eliminated and do not mature further. In contrast, in NK cells, in particular for NK cells that lack receptors for self-MHC class 1, so those cells could be autoreactive because their activation cannot be dampened by recognition of host MHC class 1 by their inhibitory receptors. So those cells, which can be autoreactive again, are actually not deleted. They are still present in the host, but they are hyperresponsive. So that's a major difference between tolerance of T cells and B cells on one side and what we know about NK cell tolerance. I should say at this point that the concept of NK cell tolerance is actually very new. I think that 2 or 3 years ago, this concept was not even mentioned. And it's only very recently that it was understood that there was an active mechanism that contributed to NK cell tolerance.
MHC receptors are inhibitory. They inhibit NK cell activity, and they're an important determinant of tolerance. But the MHC receptors aren't the only determinant of tolerance, because NK cells that lack the MHC receptors aren't autoreactive. They don't attack the self. So in this paper, you address the mechanism of how NK cells can become tolerant if they lack these inhibitory MHC receptors. And what did you find?
There is a subset of NK cells in healthy individuals which do not express inhibitory receptor for self-MHC class 1. And these cells, which are potentially autoreactive, are tolerant to self. So this tolerance is associated with a state of hyporesponsiveness. This situation is mimicked in human and mice, which are deficient for MHC class 1 molecules. So in our study, we decided to use different mouse models to analyze the mechanisms involved in this hyperresponsiveness. And firstly, we found that the early phases of NK cell activation were affected in the absence of inhibitory receptor engagements. Indeed, we observed that the very proximal signaling pathways that are engaged downstream of various activating receptors were affected. We also found that at the transcriptional level, only very few molecules are modulated and are associated with this state of MHC class 1 independent tolerance. So with this information, we decided to look in more detail at the organization of the receptors at the plasma membrane. So we decided to collaborate with a group of physicists which who work in our institute in Marseille and are able, using nanoscopy techniques, to image individual molecules in the plasma membrane. So using this dynamic nanoscopy, we showed that in hyporesponsive NK cells, which are educated in MHC class 1 deficient environment, we found that activating and inhibitory receptors were confined in similar domains of the membrane, and in particular in an actin meshwork at the plasma membrane. In contrast, in NK cell which has been educated in an MHC class 1 sufficient environment, which are competent, we found that activating receptors are no more in this actin meshwork, but are localized in other domains, so in other membrane nanodomains. So we propose that the confinement of this activating receptor at another domain of the plasma membrane is very important to ensure self-tolerance of NK cells.
If I could add something, I think that one interest of this study was to show that the localization of activating receptors at the membrane is actually key for understanding the mechanism of NK cell tolerance. Before this study, it was really unclear what were the mechanism behind NK cell hyperresponsiveness. So the transcriptional studies that we have been performing at first indicated to us that there was nothing like a full commitment of an NK cell into a tolerant state or hyperresponsive state. Because again, as Sophie mentioned previously, there are very few differences between cells which are educated through MHC class 1 and are hence competent, or cells which have been educated in the absence of MHC class 1 and hence are hyperresponsive. So I think it opens a new avenue on the mechanism that can control tolerance, maybe not only in NK cells, but also in other lymphocytes. And it has been very nice to collaborate with this physicist, because otherwise it would have been completely impossible to realize this defect at the plasma membrane level.
So you're showing that after NK cells have received their MHC education, these activating receptors become localized to microdomains, which may represent localization to lipid rafts, which would affect their ability of these receptors to signal.
Absolutely.
But you said that before MHC education, these receptors were tied to an actin network.
Yes.
Why do you think the receptors are localized prior to the MHC activation?
It's possible, although we didn't demonstrate that yet, that the co-localization of inhibitory and activating receptors in the same compartment in the absence of education, namely this membrane meshwork, is actually enhancing the likelihood of activating receptors and inhibitory receptors to be co-clustered. And hence, there is the possibility that the vicinity of activating and inhibitory receptors in this membrane meshwork, which is linked to actin in the context of the lack of MHC class 1 education, is actually dampening the reactivity of activating receptors. That's the first possibility. The second possibility is actually that activating receptors, when they are away from these membrane rafts or lipid nanodomains that we mentioned previously, are more prone to transduce signaling events.
So their confinement to that actin meshwork might keep them from transmitting signals when they shouldn't.
It might somehow interfere with their capacity of transmitting signals by these two possibilities. But now the fact that they are linked to the actin cytoskeleton per se, with the consequence of that, is not known. I mean, it's possible that the clustering of these receptors is less efficient because they are kind of trapped in this actin meshwork. That's possible as well.
Thanks to both of you, Dr. Ugolini, Dr. Vivier. Thank you for talking with me.
Okay, thank you, Annalisa.
Thank you, Annalisa.
That was Sophie Ugolini and Eric Vivier, senior authors of a research article published in the April 5th issue of Science Signaling. That paper is by Guya, Jaeger, and colleagues, and it's titled Confinement of Activating Receptors at the Plasma Membrane Controls Natural Killer Cell Tolerance. And that concludes this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.